Previously, we covered the heartbreaking story of a Malaysian bus driver in Singapore who broke down in tears after finding out that her husband tragically passed away in Malaysia. If you haven't read that story yet, you can check it out here. After the story went viral, netizens were devastated for the bus driver's situation. The Malaysian High Commission in Singapore immediately responded, saying that it was ready to assist the Malaysian bus captain who made a desperate cry to return home for the funeral in the viral clip, reports The Star. And following the most recent announcement about the MCO's SOP by Defence Minister, Datuk Seri Ismail Sabri, it seems as though she and other Malaysians facing a similar crisis can possibly do so. Malaysians in Singapore will be allowed to return without quarantine for funerals during the live telecast yesterday. The senior minister announced that Malaysians in Singapore will now be allowed to return and attend the funerals of immediate family members without being subjected to the compulsory 14-day quarantine period as it is considered an emergency. However, they are still expected to follow a strict set of SOPs upon return. Not only will they be expected to be in full personal protective equipment (PPE), those who return will also only be allowed to attend the burial ceremony for a maximum of 3 hours. They will be escorted by frontliners to their family members at the burial site for a maximum of 3 hours. After that, they will be sent back to Singapore, said the minister in a statement recorded by The Star. Ismail Sabri said this decision was made to the existing SOPs with respect to similar cases like this that have occurred before. The minister added that the decision of whether this specific group will be subjected to quarantine upon their return to Singapore is up to Singapore's authorities. In the heartbreaking video clip, the Malaysian woman was pictured sobbing behind the wheel of a bus when it was discovered that her husband passed away. She was so overwhelmed that she could not continue driving. Thankfully, a few kind-hearted citizens offered tissues and a drink while assisting the woman. Tower Transit, the bus operating company that she works for, has since announced that they are providing support to the grieving woman as she undergoes this difficult period. Our thoughts are with her and all who are grieving during this challenging time. Also read, bus driver breaks down on the job after learning husband passed away in Malaysia. You have reached the end of this story.